Hello, everybody, and welcome back to week number two of Locker Room Chats here with Onega Buffalo's head coach of the ladies' program, Craig Boswell. And, Coach, last season, only 2 wins. Already you have 2 wins. You're starting off the season over 500, 2-1. You've had back-to-back wins now, rolling with a little bit of momentum, that 37-18 win over Northern Heights, that 45-15 win over Cornerstone. You had some great stats from your players. You have right now Delaney Figge on the season right now, who's already averaging 8 points a game, 8 rebounds a game. Make a mention against Cornerstone. She had 10 points and 8 rebounds. You had a couple players who had 8 points around their scoring. You know, Campbell was doing a lot of great work too. So kind of tell me about how this offense has really gotten going the past couple of weeks, and how you've gotten this team really bought in early on in the season, and how you want this momentum to kind of continue to roll.
We had a really tough matchup against Lynn. Lynn's a great ball team. They have 4 terrific guards. And they just kind of really kind of took it to us a little bit. And I think that kind of woke us up of what we needed to do that following night as we had back-to-back games. And then against Northern Heights, you know, they went zone. And so our girls kind of had to figure out a rhythm and a routine just to kind of move the ball around. And like you said, we had a couple, you know, good performers. Jaden Haskin, I think, had 13 points. And then, you know, obviously – Delaney Figge, she's been doing a lot down low against Lynn and Northern Heights, and even last night. But yeah, we got some girls that are a little bit older, a little more, you can tell the maturity and just the discipline, and it's really starting to show. And they're really kind of starting to buy in a little bit of just kind of being patient around the rim, and hopefully that will kind of carry over to next week.
Yeah, you talk about next week and, you know, just not just the offense, but the rebounding game and how better it's gotten. And next week, so you don't have a game this Friday, but you will have a game next Tuesday against Jackson Heights. That will be a game that you'll have at home. If anyone wants to, that will be on the Cobra channel. But again, next week, next Tuesday, you play Jackson Heights. That week, you also will be playing Frankfort. But preview a little bit here that next week game. Talk to me in, like, how you want to keep getting this offense going, how you want to see Figge continue to dominate underneath the basket, what's going to be kind of the method of the repetition to keep that going.
Yeah, you know, we're going to continue to try to pound down the middle. And then, you know, what we've been seeing is a lot of double team. So that will kind of open up our guard play. And essentially that's what we've been saying at the very beginning of the year. We've got some good size underneath. You know, we got 2 to 3 girls that are 5'9", 5'10". And so we want to utilize our strength. And we're really trying to get it down low and establish that early on this year. And, you know, I do know that, you know, Jackson Heights, they got a little bit of talent. You know, I think they're 0-2 so far this season. So they're going to be hungry. They're going to want to come into Onega, and they're going to want a W. So we got to make sure we're practicing well and keeping things looking good on our end.
Well, Coach, right now, how do you feel just at the start of the year again, at 2-1? What are some feels right now from you and the team? Some confidence, some momentum. I mean, there's only 2 games left next week, and then you get to take that nice break going into the Christmas holidays. So, you know, what's kind of the overall feelings and thoughts right now on this good start?
You know, I want the girls continue to do well. You know, defensively, you know, we've got a lot of work to do defensively. It's the first time, I think, in my 5 years we've actually went man every single game. And it's just, you know, it's just a team that has really never played man that much. And so I want to really dig that in early on. And so if we can continue to play, you know, defensive style of ball, that will help, you know, with our transition game, and that will help keep the games close for us. And, you know, teamwork, I want the girls, you know, the morale and everything to continue to progress in the right direction. And that, you know, it's going to get tougher for us, but hopefully, you know, with these couple games under our belt and the confidence, I'm hoping these girls can really get it rolling, and it could be fun before the break.
Well, again, the Onega Buffaloes 2-game winning streak here, 2-1 on this season, set to play Jackson Heights next Tuesday. You can get that game on the Cobra channel, as well as their final game of the 2024 year until 2025 next Friday against Frankfort as well. We'll have one more coaches show next week. This coaches show has been brought to you by Blue Vine Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. Thank you, head coach Craig Boswell.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.